and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And there's news from Europe that there will definitely be no change, at least for the time being, on animal transport rules. Commissioner John Dalli has confirmed that rather than bringing new rules, he wants to see the current transport of livestock standards enforced more strictly, with sanctions being applied to those states who deliberately keep abusing the current rulebook. Welcoming the news, our member of the Agriculture Committee, Alan Smith, MEP, also called for an inter-community ban on illegal eggs produced by hens in cages. Commissioner Dalli replied, saying that he is confident that all member states will be compliant by the end of 2012. But the news on pigs is not so good, with only 16 of the 27 member states ready to meet the new stricter standards on welfare at the moment. And those standards have already been complied with in Scotland by and large since 1999. So that's how far ahead of the game we are on welfare. Just a pity the pig price doesn't match the standards that we maintain. But for now, we're going to take another look at that vexed question of the cost of fuel. And my guest is patrolman Prakash Patel, with some results of a survey carried out by the RAC.
We've done some research and we've noticed that the price of fuel has gone up by 48% since 2009. Bearing in mind, in 2009 you could get a litre of unleaded for 95 pence, now it's £1.41. And you could get in 2009 a litre of diesel for £1.03. Now it's £1.47. So it's a sharp increase. And the survey we've done, we found that 30% have revealed they will soon be forced to give up family commitments or go on long journeys because they're trying to save the fuel.
Okay, so it's costly, no surprises there. But how can we avoid running out in particularly remote parts where we've got to go a long way to find a fuel pump, Prakash?
Right, the most important thing is try and do two things at once. If you can, like you're doing your weekly shop and there's a supermarket nearby that's offering good prices on fuel, try and tie the two journeys in together. So rather than go out for a separate journey for your fuel and then go shopping, try and tie them all in together. Make sure you've got the correct tire pressures. Basically, just be aware that don't accelerate hard, don't brake hard.
And Prakash went on to tell me that carrying a lot of junk around with you, particularly heavy toolboxes in the pickup truck and stuff you maybe don't need every day, can cost up to a third in extra fuel. So something to think about there. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.